This is 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM. Cutting Eureka, Arcata, and McKinleyville, and streaming on the web at khum.com. That last song was JJ Gray and Mofro with the 99 Shades of Crazy. Anyway, I have a special guest in here, Jennifer Raymond. She's the director of Humboldt Spay Neuter Network. Thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
You were just telling me that in December it drops off a little bit. You see people.
Yeah, calls start dropping off toward the end of November, and then in December our phones just get really, really quiet because people are thinking about the holidays and not thinking about spaying and neutering, and that usually persists through January, and then all of a sudden, early February, the phones begin ringing like crazy because everybody's cat is in heat and everybody wants to get them spayed. And as I was telling you, we can spay them when they're in heat. It is a bit more complicated because the blood vessels are swollen, and so we like to spay them before they go into heat. And that's why I'm here today, is to encourage people to start calling us and making appointments to get your cats and your dogs spayed before they go into heat. And we call this our Beat the Heat campaign.
That's an awesome name for it. What is the phone number and the way to contact you?
The way to contact us is 442-SPAY, S-P-A-Y, or also 442-7729 are the numbers for that. But 442-SPAY is a good way to remember us.
That could not be an easier way to remember that song.
Yes.
Remember that number, rather. But you all have been around for a while and have quite grown. You now can spay and neuter cats in your own facility.
We opened our own clinic a year ago this past September, and it's been amazing. We've been able to double the number of cats that we can spay and neuter every year. So it's gone up from about 750 to 800 cats to this year where we did over 1,500. And we're expecting it to go up from there. We also do refer to other veterinary clinics and provide vouchers, particularly for spaying dogs, because we don't have a facility for dogs. Initially, we were just a referral program where people would call in, and if they were low income, they could get voucher assistance. And now with our own clinic, it's great because we can do even more.
Mm-hmm. I hear comment. He's chewing on something. Oh, it's a pen lid. Something like that. Dogs are little cutie pies. But you also work to spay and neuter stray cats.
We do. We have a large feral cat program. And what we do is assist people who have stray or feral cats to get them spayed and neutered. The first assistance is by making it more affordable. And then we do, for feral cats, have traps that we loan out. We show people how to use them. Sometimes if we're dealing with somebody who is disabled or very elderly, we'll actually send a volunteer out to do the trapping of those cats. And I really want to encourage people, if you have an unknown cat in your yard or your neighborhood, get it into a vet and make sure it's spayed or neutered, or get it spayed or neutered. The biggest thing we hear, people call and they'll say, I started feeding a stray cat. This happens in about June. I started feeding a stray cat 6 months ago and she just showed up with 7 kittens. Now we have 7 more cats in the world. And to tell you the truth, I love cats, but there are way too many of them. You know, I say to people, whether you love cats or hate cats, you gotta love what we're doing, because we are trying to reduce the number of felines that are born every year. And so with feral cats, or if a stray shows up and it's handleable, there are many vet offices that will check it out for you and let you know if that cat has been spayed or neutered. Our clinic will do the same thing. There's no charge for that service. And so you want to find out if the cat has been spayed or neutered and you want to feed it, great. But we always say fix before you feed. And so we encourage people, if the cat can't be handled, then borrow a trap from us, get the cat trap, bring it into the clinic, and we'll sedate it and shave it. If it's a spayed female, then it will just go home. But it will get a rabies shot and it will get a flea treatment. If it is not spayed, we'd love to spay it for people.
And it's and will it cost anything to people to spay?
There is
a
charge. We are a nonprofit organization, and so what we do is we charge what it costs us to fix the animals. Aside from our medical staff, we're all volunteers, and so we do keep the costs low. Our charge for spaying or neutering a feral cat ideally is $55. That includes the spay or the neuter. It includes a rabies vaccine. It includes a flea treatment and an ear tip. If anything else is wrong with the cat, we'll take care of it at the time. No extra charge. We treat ear mites. We've amputated broken tails. We've amputated broken toes. We've pulled bad teeth. We really want to clean these kitties up because it's probably going to be their only vet visit. If somebody can't afford $55, and you know, I understand if you've got 10 feral cats, that begins adding up. Then we'll talk about vouchers to bring the price down even lower. Our bottom line is we want to fix these cats. We want to check the population growth of these animals.
So people can just call and talk to you even anonymously.
Absolutely.
To ask questions,
sure,
about all this, like, hey, I have 10 feral cats. What can we do,
yes,
about this? And you won't try to pressure them.
We won't try to pressure them. You know, the biggest, the most common call we get about feral cats, somebody will call and they'll say, I have 4 feral cats in my backyard and I need somebody to come get them. And I try to explain, you know, that really nobody wants those feral cats any more than you do. And so here are what your alternatives are. We can work with you. We'll get them spayed and neutered, and they'll come back and live out their lives there, but they won't reproduce. They also are very territorial, so they tend to keep other stray cats away. Second choice. Find a friend, a coworker, somebody who wants some barn cats. We'll spay and neuter them for you, and they can go off and be barn cats for that person. Third choice is you trap them and you take them to the shelter where they will be euthanized, because quite honestly, there's no home for these cats. I mean, nobody.
The feral cats.
It's really tough. Nobody wants it, like I say, any more than you do. So this is why I really want people, if they've got a cat right now that they don't know if it's spayed or neutered, bring it into us. If we can handle it, we'll, you know, check it out. If you can't handle it, we'll get it trapped, get it in, and make sure that it is, because otherwise you're going to be calling us about 6 or 10 or 15, depending on how long you wait.
Can have 3 litters a year, right?
Cats can have 3 litters a year. The average litter size is 6 kittens. Half of those are going to be females, and they can begin breeding when they're as young as 5 months old.
So if you don't get them spayed or neutered now, then just wait and you'll have even more.
Yeah, we commonly get calls from people who have 30 or 40 cats. And you know, and they say, I'm spending a fortune feeding these cats. Well, I'm not surprised. And that's when it really, you know, well, even before that, it's out of control. And that's when neighbors begin to complain because the cats start spreading out in the neighborhood. All of this can be prevented with a simple spay or neuter right now. 442-SPAY.
442-SPAY. It is a very, very easy number to remember. Thank you so much for coming in. Is there any other points you want to go ahead and
reiterate, we also do help with dog spays and neuters, although we don't do those in our own clinic. We're very interested and willing to work with people to get their dogs spayed and neutered to prevent unwanted litters. Our goal is no homeless pets in Humboldt County. And basically, we feel that spaying and neutering is getting to the source of the problem. We're getting to the root of it.
And eventually, you plan to expand and include dog spaying.
Absolutely. We're looking to eventually grow into doing dogs as well as cats.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for letting me be here.
So 442-SPAY.
442-SPAY. Beat the heat.
And beat the heat. All right. So coming up here in just a little bit, I'll have a look at your shortlist and also get on something from Beirut. Up next, you're listening to KHUM.
Choose wisely.